South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg announced the launch of an exploratory committee to run for president at the end of January. His appearance on national media outlets has cast a spotlight both on him and the city of South Bend. WBOI's Barb Anguiano sat down with Elizabeth Bennion, a political science professor at Indiana University's South Bend campus, to discuss Buttigieg's resume and his impact on Indiana politics.
Was there a moment for you where you were like, yes, this is going to turn into something?
Honestly, ever since Pete Buttigieg ran for mayor and people started looking at his resume, the talk around the town was always, oh, this person is eventually going to be in national politics. Now, this is actually not what he's said, that he has had his eye on the presidency the whole time, but he's certainly crafted a resume as if that or something very similar was the goal. And what's interesting about it is most people seem to say, well, that's good. At least we have him while we have him, and this is a good place to use as a launching pad. And so what's surprising perhaps to many people is how unsurprising this is to folks from Pete's hometown.
What happens next? I mean, everyone's excited. He released this book. What happens next?
Well, if we think about this process, the thing that is helpful is to think about when is the election that we're talking about. So we are talking ultimately about November 2020, the presidential race. So then we have to back it up for our state here in Indiana. That would be that previous May. But of course, other states have their caucuses and primaries starting very, very late January, early February, and all through that season. Candidates typically will run very actively and very hard for at least a full year before that.
What qualifications does he have as mayor? I think I keep seeing comments on social media. Why doesn't he run for representative? Why doesn't he run for, you know, a senator or a governor? Like, he needs more political experience.
Well, certainly the argument he has made is that he has more executive experience than the current president of the United States or even the vice president. And this is certainly true. Donald Trump, of course, had no political experience of any kind. And so in some ways, the rules have been rewritten and people with less experience may now get into the game. Mayor Pete has actually argued that this is more relevant than being a member of Congress, for example, where you're one of 535 people versus the buck stops here executive who has to keep the government running. And so it's an interesting case. It's a good talking point. And to some extent, it's true. A legislative function and executive function are quite different.
Do you have an example of?
If you have an economic package passed, for example, you have to actually then implement that, make sure it's carried out. That's the same whether it's the federal level or the city of South Bend. Now, it's at a much smaller scale, but we're still talking about many millions of dollars. One of the things that Mayor Pete has been credited with is bringing in outstanding people, often young people like himself, from throughout the country to really get things done and generate new ideas and vision. A president certainly would be benefited from having strong cabinet members, but also strong advisors, from chief of staff to the entire White House staff, and then the cabinet members who, of course, had those executive agencies. And so putting together a winning team is something else that would be similar.
There are various groups of sort of mayors coming together and looking for, I guess, what he called high-tech solutions to a lot of problems. Is this sounding like a different kind of platform from what we're hearing from other candidates, or is this special in any way? Like, how is the experience in South Bend, I guess, compared to, you know, the other candidates making their plea at the same time?
Well, certainly one of the issues that you mentioned was technology and using technology to solve public policy problems. The mayor loves to talk about his smart sewers, right? That we have the smartest sewers in the country, and the way that you deal with water flow and runoff. And so those are the kinds of things that he's talking about when he talks about technology. Ultimately, it sometimes costs money up front, but it can save money and also be good for the environment and for infrastructure development moving forward. When we think about South Bend and what might make it different from other mayors, for example, who are throwing their hat in the ring and saying that they too are interested in becoming the first mayor to make that jump all the way to the presidency, South Bend is smaller than a city like New Orleans. It is smaller than other huge cities where we have well-known candidates who are running. But what makes it different is also that it's in the Midwest. And I think this is a point that the mayor has tried to make even before declaring that he was forming the exploratory committee in his essay on, you know, a report from flyover country, that one of the problems the Democrats have had is this problem of what do you do with these disaffected Midwestern voters in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Ohio, so in our region. And this is a mayor who comes from a middle-class background, very comfortable, a middle-class background, middle-class neighborhood, middle America. He's made this point, and it's an interesting one as the party tries to think about, well, what can we do if we want to be seen not as out-of-touch elites, but instead as people who are focused on solving real problems that everyday people care about. Certainly, there is this perception that the GOP often uses when it talks about Democratic candidates as being completely out of touch with real America or middle America. And so that's some place where, despite his Harvard degree, Rhodes Scholar status, Mayor Pete is a hometown boy, and he has built his political career here in Indiana. And so that's something that does make him different than some of the big city mayors who may make similar points about their executive experience.
You know, are we talking hometown boy like South Bend hometown boy, or are we talking hometown boy like Indiana hometown boy?
It's interesting when we think about the distinction between South Bend as a blue city and Indiana as a red state. On the one hand, we see a mayor who has worked very well with Republican counterparts and leaders and economic development folks from the GOP, from the other side of the aisle, and community members, regardless of their partisanship. And so there are folks outside of South Bend here in the state of Indiana who are big fans of Mayor Buttigieg, even if they have served in elected positions under the GOP or the Republican Party label. On the other hand, he didn't win a statewide office. He lost badly when he ran the very first time as a first-time political candidate for treasurer. And Indiana tends to be a very conservative state. And so when we talk about a hometown boy, in large part we're talking about South Bend and the city and the South Bend area. But certainly it's also true that he comes from Indiana and that state policies interact with local policies, and you have to figure out ways to work together as sometimes ways to work around policy positions that folks hold that you may not agree with. And so he has that experience working with Republicans in a deep red state.
That was WBOI's Barb Anguiano speaking with Elizabeth Bennion, a political science professor at Indiana University's South Bend campus.